Well, welcome everyone, and thank you for coming up this morning. The thing I brought with me today is really quite small. Let's kind of twist it up. I'm going to hold it up. And I have a good friend who many years ago gave me this, and it's a Christmas ornament. It's very small, but it's one of my favorites. Can anybody kind of see what it is or what they think it is, what it's made out of? Looks like, yeah, it's a nutshell, and there's some cotton with a little bead in it. And what do you think that's supposed to represent? Anybody have any ideas? Yeah, it's Jesus, kind of like in a cradle, but it's in a nutshell. Well, I was thinking of what we were going to talk about this morning, and I looked at all the Bible passages that were read, and I thought, wow, there is a lot of good stuff in these verses. In fact, there's so much good stuff, I didn't even really know where to start. So I thought about it some more, and I decided to pick one verse from all the Bible readings that we just heard. And that verse is John 3:16. That verse says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And that verse made me think of this ornament, because sometimes John 3:16 is called the gospel in a nutshell, because nutshells aren't very big, are they? And the gospel is the good news that God loves us, and he sent Jesus to die on the cross to take away our sins. And because of that, we can be in heaven with him someday. And so this ornament is very small, but it holds Jesus, who's really, really important. And John 3:16 is only one verse, but it holds a really, really important message. So I think it would be great if we would say together as a whole congregation, John 3:16. So I'll say part, and you repeat it after me, okay? Here we go. For God so loved the world,
that he loved the world,
that he gave his only Son,
that he gave his only Son,
that whoever believes in him,
that whoever believes in him,
should not perish, but have eternal life,
but have eternal life.
Good job. Now let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the Bible.
Thank you for the Bible.
Thank you for the message of the gospel.
Thank you for the message of the gospel.
The good news of your gift of salvation.
The good news of your gift of salvation.
Amen. Thanks for coming up, guys.